U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts held a town hall Friday with her constituents in Springfield. The Democrat spoke about her legislative priorities, which include universal child care and clean energy initiatives. She knocked Republicans over efforts to restrict people from voting. Warren fielded questions about affordable housing, student loan debt forgiveness, and policing reforms. It wrapped up with her famous selfie line. Afterwards, Warren spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill. Senator, President Biden signing an executive order today that's aimed at increasing competition in certain industries. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that. In fact, he's signing multiple executive orders because he recognizes that for far too long, giant corporations have been able to just run over little businesses, run over consumers. And he's going to put government back on the side of the people. And back on the side of saying, you know, if you really believe in capitalism, then you better put your money where your mouth is. That means real competition. Not monopolies, real competition.
Is he targeting the right industries?
Oh, I think he is. He is focused right now on getting to big pharma. He's focused on the hearing aid industry. So sometimes it's down at the very technical level. You know, I got a bill passed a few years back that would permit over-the-counter sale of hearing aids. And that's a perfect example. This is one where the hearing aid industry is just a handful of manufacturers. They keep these products from coming to market other than through these very narrow channels. And that's part of the reason why hearing aids cost thousands of dollars. You sell them over the counter and the price drops to a few hundred dollars. That's gonna mean tens of millions of people will have access to the help that they need with a hearing aid. President Biden is signing an order today to say the rules and regulations for that have to be out within the next 120 days, no more dragging your feet at the FDA. And that's going to transform a whole lot of lives right here in Massachusetts and all around the country.
What are your priorities in the $6 trillion reconciliation package that the Senate's talking about?
Childcare. We want people to be able to get back to work, then mamas and daddies need access to affordable, high-quality, available child care. We want to make an investment in the future, then our babies need first-rate early childhood education. And we want to help support an industry that has been built largely on the backs of women, black and brown women, who are desperately underpaid, then we need to make the kind of investment so they get paid on par with public school teachers. They get paid a livable wage for the work that they do. That's a huge one for me.
What else?
We've got to do climate. Climate is the existential threat. And we need to be making investments in transportation, not just resurfacing highways, but in rail. It's time for east-west rail. This is our chance. We can do the funding at the federal level. We need good partners at the state level to help make this happen. But it also means we need a green grid. We need clean power generation. And we need to make the investments in the future. How it is that we pull carbon out of the air. We're running out of time and we're running out of it fast. So I want to see us make big investments there.
How do you pay for those big investments? $6 trillion is a big number.
So let me just give you a notion here. If we did a wealth tax, as I've proposed, this is a 2-cent tax on people who have fortunes of greater than $50 million, plus we do a real corporate profits tax. This is kind of like a minimum tax on corporations that have more than $100 million in profits. And we fund the IRS and have them go audit the people at the top. Those three changes would yield $6 trillion. So it's possible to make the investments in our future without asking middle-class families, working families, to pay a single dime more in taxes.
The bipartisan infrastructure package that President Biden has endorsed, do you support that?
I look at it this way. There's one big infrastructure package, and it includes roads and bridges, but it also includes broadband and child care and home and community-based care and clean energy and making billionaires and giant corporations pay a fair share. It's one big infrastructure package. It may take multiple votes for us to get there. There may be some different pieces, but it's one big package, not just one little subset.
Are you going to get there? When are we going to see votes on this?
I think we'll start seeing votes in July and August. I expect that we will get there. This is what we need to do for our future. Now, I would love it if Republicans would come along, but they've drawn so many lines in the sand about where they just won't go, child care, home and community-based care, clean energy, increasing taxes for billionaires and giant corporations, that they're willing to block everything they can. So we're going to have to use a lot of different devices like reconciliation. Democrats are going to have to carry this on our backs by ourselves. But, you know, it's the right thing to do.
What's the status of your push on forgiving student loan debt?
So I'm in there on getting rid of $50,000 of student loan debt. You know, it is an economic justice issue. Young people today can't start small businesses, can't move out of mom's house, can't buy their own homes, all because they're being held back by student loan debt. We make this investment by canceling out a big chunk of student loan debt. That means 85% of people who are now carrying student loan debt will see their debt canceled. And keep in mind, 40% of the people who have student loan debt, they just have a high school diploma. They were never able to finish college. So here they are earning the way you do if you have a high school diploma and trying to manage a college student loan debt. It is also a powerful racial justice issue. African Americans, Latinos borrow more money to go to school, borrow more money while they're in school, and have a much harder time paying it off when they get out. So we need to do this for our future. We need to do this as a racial justice matter. We need to do it because it's right.
And there's a time limit here essentially too, right? We're under the gun as far as the deadline goes.
That's right. So we're going to run out of the what's called the pause that's been in place now where no one has had to pay on their student loan debts. The White House has just announced that they are going to extend that pause. That gives me some real hope for what we're putting together here. It's the right thing to do. We can't just hit people with these student loan payments at a time when people are still struggling. Also, yesterday, the Department of Education announced that one of the big student loan debt servicers has been knocked out of handling the public service loan forgiveness program. So we're seeing a lot of movement over in the administration. I'm not resting until that movement includes canceling $50,000 of student loan debt.
Are we doing the right thing in pulling our troops out of Afghanistan by the end of August?
Yes. Look, keeping troops in Afghanistan for 20 plus years is not making America any safer. We have a responsibility in protecting our national defense, and that does not include having troops in Afghanistan.
Are you worried about what's going to happen there, though? I mean, we've already heard reports that in some areas where the Taliban has taken over these regions, they've removed girls from schools. Are you worried about what's going to become of that country, and particularly the women that are there?
We cannot rebuild a nation at the point of a gun. We can try to help Afghanistan. We have other vehicles for doing that through the State Department. Other countries can participate in that. But continuing a war is not in our national interests.
The Republican Party in Massachusetts announced a campaign for a ballot question in 2022 that would require voter IDs at polling places. What do you think about that?
Oh, please. We know what the Republicans are up to here. They're looking for a talking point. They're hoping to stir up their base. And this is just more of the big lie. We don't have a problem here in Massachusetts. They're just hoping they can get something going. You know, this really disturbs me. There are more than 400 bills that have been proposed around the country to try to keep American citizens from voting. And that is the intent. You know, it's not like this is trying to solve a problem, trying to make some system more secure. That is the intent. Keep black people from voting, keep Latinos from voting, keep Asians from voting, keep young people from voting, because any of them might vote Democratic. I think it is truly shocking that one of the two major political parties in America would adopt as its national plan to get reelected, keep American citizens from voting. That is fundamentally wrong. Voting is the beating heart of our democracy, and we need to protect access to the ballot.
Last question. I believe you've already announced that you're going to run for a third term in 2024. Is that still the plan?
That's the plan.
Nothing could possibly change that?
That's the plan.